This is Ranger Kidwell Ross. I'm editor at worldsweeper.com. We're speaking today with Bill Akendorf. Bill is today the acting general manager of Johnston North America, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Johnston UK, the world's largest sweeper manufacturer. They have recently relocated into the Carolinas. Bill, as many of you that have been in the industry for some time will recognize, was a long-time manager with Federal Signal and Elgin Sweeper Company. For 15 years, he was the regional sales manager for Elgin and then was Federal Signal's government sales manager for his last 3 years with the organization. And then he was out of the sweeping industry for a while and is back in a big way. So welcome, Bill, and thanks for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to tell the world sweeping audience what Johnston North America is up to.
Well, thank you very much, Ranger.
I know that you've taken on a real tough task. Bob O'Hara, the general manager at Johnston North America, had some health issues, and fortunately, I would say for that organization, having known you for a number of years, were there to step into that acting role, and I can't think of anybody who would be better suited for that. If you would, tell us about Johnston North America, the mission, why they decided to come into the United States and establish an office here, and how that all came about, if you would.
Well, sure. Johnston North America, being a wholly owned subsidiary of the UK organization, observed the marketplace as possibly entering into a stressful mode with the status of its current licensee, the AMI Group, or Alliance, looking like it was about to end its business. And we were very concerned, or they were very concerned, that their existing customer base in North America could possibly be left in the lurch without adequate support. So being a very proactive corporation and concerned about its customers, the UK division stepped up immediately and strategized as how best to solve or address this problem, and there were a couple of ways that were open to them. They could appoint yet another licensee to handle the distribution of their products through North America, or their other option was to create a business, a wholly owned subsidiary of the Johnston Corporation in North America, thus lessening the degrees of separation, and they chose the latter. So in and around the March-April framework of 2011, they sent a team to the United States to research facilities and look at the logistics of how best to serve the existing customer base and dealer organization. And so they found that the labor pool and the logistics and all the business side of sweeper manufacturing could be best served by having a facility on the East Coast, and they decided on the North Carolina area, Mooresville specifically. Mooresville, to the NASCAR fans, is well known because it is like the hub of all the NASCAR groups in the nation. And because NASCAR has been going through an unusual downturn in its business, the labor pool that was available to us as we created this business was absolutely wonderful. We were able to locate and hire certified electricians and welders. We even have a crew chief heading our assembly process in Mooresville. So the net result was that within probably 3 months, we had a building, we had it stocked with parts, we were hiring aggressively assemblers, because as you know, the Johnston product is built in Dorking, England, and then shipped to the United States in shipping containers, and then the final assembly is done on the U.S.-made chassis for the customer's choice. The facilities we currently have serves that end result very well. We have two teams of assemblers mounting our bodies onto the chassis of choice. We have a fully stocked parts department with in excess of $2.5 million of parts on the shelves ready to go. And then the next task after that was to reassemble our dealer network and decide how best to, you know, strengthen it and see to it that they were able to go to market with the product that we all know as the Johnston machine.
Bill, talk for a minute, if you would, about the Johnston machine. Because Alliance had both the air side and the broom side of things, talk about what makes up the Johnston product line now.
That's a very good question, because there is a lot of confusion in the marketplace right now. Johnston UK, which licensed the Alliance Medvac Group to sell its products, Johnston actually provided the air sweepers to Alliance. The Alliance Group owned the rights to the 3000 and 4000 and had assisted in the development of the MT and MS, the all mechanical machines that were also being marketed by them. So that when they went into receivership, the fate of those products ended up in the hands of the bank. Johnston UK, having licensed AMI to handle their air products, simply canceled or terminated their relationship with the AMI group once it went into receivership and then went about its job of reestablishing the air products. So currently, the products that we handle in the United States through our new dealer network are the air products, that being the VT650, the VT800, the VT500. We have two minis. We have the CN101 and the C201. Those are purpose-built, small, highly maneuverable air sweepers. Now, as the receivership proceeded, Johnston UK, recognizing that our existing dealer network had, through AMI, represented mechanical products, realized that in a very short order, we were going to be called upon to have mechanical products as well. So they purchased from the receivership the intellectual property of the MT and the MS truck-mounted mechanical sweeper. Since the MT and the MS product were not in their existing state up to the Johnston standard from a sweeping and longevity standpoint, we have gone through a process where we are reevaluating and going to retune and redevelop this product for introduction at a later date.
I would think with the availability of these NASCAR guys, Johnston has a good chance of being the fastest sweeper out there, and you know, maybe you'll have the ability to change out all the tires, the brushes, the brooms, and sweeping head within 24 seconds.
Well, that's an interesting observation, Ranger, and actually it does bring to mind one of the comments that were made by one of the gentlemen as we were going through the hiring process. I believe Bob O'Hara, the general manager, was conducting the interview, and he asked him why he thought that you know, working for a sweeper company or his background in NASCAR, you know, served him or thought that he could be a good sweeper assembly. And I believe the gentleman looked Bob square in the eye and said, "Mr. O'Hara, we build products that people sit in going over 200 miles an hour into corners. I think I can build a street sweeper."
Well said. That's right. Well, you've been on the ground now, and I know it's been a harried introduction and certainly a you know, welcome aboard to the fast-paced life of sweeper expansion and operation once again. How do you see this working out? What's the relationship with the dealers? Have you been able to hang on to your dealer network? Is that all in place? What has been accomplished and is really you can put in the you can put down as finished, and what are your ongoing challenges, would you say, in the American marketplace to get the Johnston name reintegrated into America? Because, you know, people, although they know Johnston as a worldwide brand, are not particularly familiar with Johnston America. They're familiar with Alliance, and you could even say Alliance Canada. So, if you would, you know, tell me where Johnston is in that integration process into the U.S. and, you know, where you have as a goal?
Well, that's a very good question, and I think that the reestablishment of a wholly owned subsidiary to service our existing customers speaks to the commitment of the Johnston Corporation in England And I think that they did a outstanding job in a very short timeline of creating a physical presence that was fully stocked, that was employed a full staff of assemblers so that we did not miss any deliveries, and we were continuing to serve our customers first and foremost. Now, the dealer network, we did go through a minor rationalization or re-rationalization process where we had to issue complete new dealer contracts. So as a function of that, we went through a process of re-interviewing all the dealers and looking at the geography that they covered and then trying to ascertain whether or not we had the right people. And we were, and you said it very correctly, we were fortunate in getting the majority of our core dealers back in the family. And that was certainly a plus for us because it allowed us to continue production without missing a beat. The dealers were very welcoming when they saw what we were doing because they knew that the degrees of separation had been lessened and now they were getting product direct from the UK and not through a licensee. So the lines of communication had become much better. The goals are more consistent throughout the organization, and it's kind of a one voice, one message type of situation that we're carrying into the marketplace. Now, you know, looking forward, our goals are to obviously continue to build a top quality product, and that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand because the Johnston product has not changed at all. The receivership just changed who the licensee was. The quality of and performance aspects of the Johnston product have not changed at all. All that's changed is the people that are bringing them to North America. So I think we're in a much better position strategically to do that in a more efficient way and to bring more deliverables to our dealer network to make them a stronger competitor in the North American market to challenge the likes of the Elgins of the worlds and the Timcos of the worlds and the other players in the sweeping industry. And, you know, our goal is to train our dealer network to a significantly high level, to support them in every way possible to sell a top-quality product to the marketplace that I believe is always welcoming of a high-quality product. And so we will continue to do that and provide our dealers with the deliverables and support materials that allow them to do that at the highest level.
Well, it's clear that Johnston has made very quick movements. I was impressed at what they were able to do as a behemoth company, shall we say. I know that when you first came in, when Johnston North America first entered the U.S., they sent one of their top guys, Steve Douglas, who was the product manager for Johnston Engineering. That was impressive that they would, you know, put him down as the person that would investigate the U.S. market. It shows that there was a lot of interest and that they took it seriously, you know, what had occurred with Alliance. It's clear that it was a positive step for the American marketplace to locate in the Carolinas rather than, you know, be in Canada, minor market and so forth, even though there's more of a link between you know, England and Canada than England and the United States. So that was all very impressive. What would you say are the top challenges that Johnston faces now in the U.S. market?
Well, if I was to identify our most significant challenge, it probably would be the fact that the Johnston product has historically always been recognized as a high-quality product. And as you know, most high-quality products are not the lowest-priced products out there. And since about 90-plus percent of our business is derived from the municipal marketplace, our challenges are always and consistently remain being able to convince our customer base that our product is a high-quality product and is going to be a higher-priced product but not going to be a low-bid product. So then you depend on the education of your dealer network and their ability to convey the features and benefits of the product that you make to the customer base so that they feel comfortable writing a specification that reflects that product. And then from that point, you are not necessarily handcuffed by simply a low price, yet you can speak to the engineering criteria, the build and fit and finish of the product, and then defend it from a specification standpoint and ultimately be able to get a municipal award at something other than low bid. And that is a quite a monumental task because, you know, so many of the municipal markets are challenged these days with the kind of funding that they get, either a tax base or whatever. And, you know, many times they will default to simply the lowest product out there, and that ultimately compromises the kind of equipment that they're going to be able to buy if they continually buy nothing but low-bid equipment. So that remains our challenge, and we recognize that. So our goal is to train our dealers and give them the support materials that will be able to allow them to go to their customers and be successful at convincing them that our products are of high quality and worth a little bit more money.
So you're talking about long-run value versus the initial purchase price.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's so common in the municipal marketplace that, you know, those short-term front-side low-price goals outweigh, you know, the true evaluation of the equipment and its long-term ownership costs. You know, sometimes the cheapest piece of equipment can be the most expensive piece of equipment you'll ultimately own.
And the vagaries in the pricing model are certainly can become complex. As many of our listeners know, I was closely affiliated with Schwartz Industries for many years. They sponsored American Sweeper magazine. And I learned during that time that at one point Schwartz lost a bid that was to a company that was $5,000 more money. And long story short, they found out later they lost it because the chassis that the other company had shown had a cup holder that the employees liked better than the chassis cup holder in the Schwartz product, and that was a $5,000 buying decision ultimately. So you never know what it's going to be that's in the minds of the purchasers as well. I know that one of the things that any new entrant into the market, and Johnson's by far not new, and I think can establish itself as the preeminent, or certainly try to position itself as its preeminent position on the world market, would portray. But at the same time, one of the challenges is to go up against equipment that has been historically purchased by different organizations where the people are used to everything about the old machines. And your challenge is to convince and show and really have the people buy off on, the users buy off on the fact that the Johnston product is a better one, that once they get used to it, they will be happy that they have that instead of whatever the competing product might be.
Yeah, you're correct, Ranger. Comfort zones can be, they can be your friend, but they can also be a very difficult, you know, hurdle to get over. So from a dealer standpoint, the best process is after he's made a sales presentation is to, you know, a physical demonstration whereby the city or town has the ability to use the product, understand what the features and benefits actually are after they've been relayed to them by the dealer, and then hopefully they understand that this is a product long-term they'd want to own.
Well put. Is there anything else that we should know about Johnston North America and its expansion, its positioning in the U.S. market? You've really articulated all of this very well. I'm not sure that there's anything left to say, but this is the spot to give you an opportunity to do that.
Well, just that Johnston is very excited with the creation of this new corporation. We had kind of a coming out party of sorts at the Denver APWA where we made quite a large splash and convinced a lot of people that were receiving misinformation that we perhaps had gone out of business, that did not in fact happen, that we were here as strong as ever. And we continue to do that. Our presence at this year's APWA will be even larger. and we look forward to presenting our product to as many people as possible to show them the features and benefits and just how it can benefit them in their sweet sweeping activities.
Very well. Well, thanks a lot, Bill. I definitely appreciate you taking the time to articulate this out to the U.S. Sweeper marketplace.
And I thank you for having me.
All right. We've been speaking with Bill Ackendorf, and Bill is the acting general manager for Johnston North America. This recording was done in late January 2012. Thanks again, Bill.
Thank you.